Welcome to the Online Writing Insider, a podcast designed to give you an edge in the world of written online content. The Online Writing Insider is hosted by HubPages.com, an online writing community where everyday experts publish, share, and earn from their online articles. Hello, everyone. My name is Simone Smith, and I'm sitting today with Jason Manion, and we have a special podcast today because it was requested by someone.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, I always love requests. So Anish Patel wrote in, and he asked, what does HubPages think about fictional hubs or other creative hubs, such as Spoofs, Funny Hubs, short stories, poetry, comic strips, etc.? Is it a good idea? Well, we will give you our answer. And I think there are really two parts to this. Because first off, I want to say, on HubPages, we love fiction writers. We love...
Absolutely.
Yeah, photographers. I mean, there's some awesome stuff on HubPages.
We even had a contest a few months ago.
We did, the Hub Patron of the Arts contest, which was only for poetry, fiction, and photo gallery hubs. Because, I mean, what's really common on HubPages and with most online articles is how-to guides and really, quote-unquote, useful things. But we also want to highlight and give attention to the really creative stuff.
Artistic stuff.
Yeah. The people, the creative community on HubPages, and there are a couple different subsets. There are poets and the fiction writers and the painters, the crafters,
the photographers,
yeah. But they're some of the most supportive and awesome people that we have.
Absolutely.
So we do really love it, and we're glad that Anish actually brought this up. Mm-hmm. But there are two things. What HubPages really is for the more creative set of online writers, and then what to expect, what we can really offer when it comes to performance,
right?
Because it is different. Yeah, the realities of being a creative type online. So two things about just being the creative type on HubPages. One, HubPages is a fantastic place to post things like comic strips and poetry and fiction and spoofs and things like that, because you're able to get feedback on your work. People, like we said, are super supportive. You'll get the word out, they'll give you tips, or they'll ask you to do this instead, and you'll get an idea of what works and what doesn't, so you can really refine your skills, and then maybe go on to publish in print or somewhere else, you know, for pay.
And we've had several examples of that on the HubPages.
People
that have published chapter by chapter a novel on HubPages, gotten great feedback, and then gone on to publish it, the finished, you know, edited version in print form once they've gotten all the feedback and,
it's a smart way to go.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And then the second benefit is that it's an online portfolio where you can showcase your work. So people can find you. You can point people to this website, to your profile, and they'll know where to find it. Whereas if you're writing in a vacuum or you create your own website, it might be harder for people to find it. So HubPages is a great place just to showcase your work.
Right. And even get a lot of followers, so you can have a lot of people. If you are actively engaged in reading and commenting on other people's work, then they're probably going to follow you as well.
Mm-hmm.
And you can, I've seen a lot of creative hubbers have well over 1,000 followers that easily, so they're ready to kind of absorb and give feedback on each chapter of their new novel or their new set of pictures.
And when they're ready to sell their novel, they've got over 1,000 followers that might be interested in buying it.
Yes.
Whereas before, who would even know
or
care about it? Yeah.
No one to write in a vacuum.
So it is a great place to build a fan base. Really great place. But like I said a little bit earlier, the creative stuff is of a different class from how-to guides and more...
Informative
content, yes. So the expectations you should have should be a little bit different, because on our site, we usually focus on the rewards and standards revolving around that different type, not creative stuff. So you might, some fiction writers are like, well, why am I getting all that stuff and why isn't it working this way for me? And that's because you're doing the creative stuff. So first thing you should know is if you're publishing fiction or poetry, you're almost guaranteed to not make a lot of money from it, unless you're super famous. And if you're super famous, you probably have your own big website that gets a lot of traffic anyway.
But in terms of ad revenue on Hub Pages.
And that's because these things don't get a lot of search traffic. The volume of readers you get is going to be limited to the number of followers you have or the number of people that you share this with directly. So it's going to be limited, but that's okay. For the most part, that's just the way that it's going to work.
Right. And the reason is that very few people will go to Google and type in the title that you've given to your novel.
Yeah.
And that's really the only way that people generally get long-term traffic to their hubs, is that people continually search for a certain thing. And if it's something that's informative, that solves a problem for them or answers a question for them, then they're going to get traffic from Google and Bing for years. But for fiction stuff, people just don't go and type in the title of something that they don't know even exists.
Fiction doesn't, I mean, it solves some deep, deep problems in my soul.
Sure.
But it's not solving a problem that I want to...
It's a latent need.
Yeah, it's not going to help me, like, get the lint off of my dark clothing.
Right.
That is definitely problematic right now.
Exactly.
So, that is one thing. So, we won't be making a ton of money from ad revenue. Although, maybe it will help you later on make more money from your novel because you're perfecting it and building a fan base. So it's just a kind of different thing.
Right.
But don't expect a lot of ad revenue. Second, again, we touched on this with related to ad revenues, the search traffic. You're not going to be discovered and get tons of traffic and tons of fame right away. Yes, Hubpages is a better way to build a following. But like we said, because you're not solving any direct problems, you're not going to get traffic naturally. You have to be really good about networking and promoting your work and getting it out there, engaging with people in meaningful ways to get them interested in your work and to build followers. They won't just come to you if you just sit there and you're like, well, why aren't they coming? That's because if it's creative stuff, you have to do the promotion.
Absolutely. And that means if you want to develop a reader's base, that means that you have to be willing to view others' hubs, give them feedback, so they even you get on their radar. Otherwise, it's kind of, you know, hard for someone who's just starting to get discovered.
Yeah.
Especially when it's something that isn't solving, like you said, a problem, like an immediate problem that, you know, that they need some information for.
Yeah. So you won't make money. You have to do a lot of work. But like we said, Hubpages is a great place to get feedback and to build your following and to showcase your work. So. It's hard, but being creative is hard.
Valuable.
This is the way that it works. This is the way art has always worked. It's just in an online format. So, Anish, to answer your question, creative stuff on Hubpages is a great idea. You just have to be clear about your goals and be practical with your expectations and know that if you want to succeed, it's going to take work, but it's going to be an amazing character developing, skill sharpening process that we definitely encourage and that's made a big difference for people in the past. So, thank you so much for writing in. And, well, I just can't wait to continue to see the great fiction and art that keeps rolling out on this site. So, if you do this kind of thing, if you're listening right now and you're on the creative side, just thank you. I really, really appreciate that.